Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Gimel, the third line in Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah. And previously in parak HaMichas HaBayis, the Mishnayis spoke about the question as to what the dinim would be if Reuven stole an item of Kaka, which he sold Stoma. And the Mishnah spoke about a case of HaMichas HaBayis, HaMichas HaChotza, HaMichas HaKerem, HaMichas HaIr, and HaMichas HaSoda. And our Mishnah will now continue and speak about a case of Metaltin. And the Mishnah starts, HaMichas HaSvina, that if Reuven sells a ship and he sells it stomach and he doesn't specify exactly what he's including in the sale. So all those things that are necessary for the ship's use and are also things which wouldn't have a use in other areas would be included. And as the Mishnah continues and gives examples, and the Gemara will explain what all these items are, but the Tyrion is the mast of the ship, the Nes is the sail of the ship, the Eugen are the anchor of the ship, and the Gemara will explain is referring to the oars and anything that drives the ship. However, the Mishnah continues, Reuven does not include in the sale his avodim, and even if they used exclusively on the ship, and as Rashbam says, avodim that's referring to avodim that were on the ship as sailors, and they would guide the ship, and they would also watch the merchandise that was on the ship, and not leather sacks that were on the ship in order to carry the merchandise and to hold the merchandise while they were traveling. And Natiki is referring to the merchandise itself. However, with his man Sha'amaloi, he v'chomash v'b'techa harei kulu mechurin, that if Reuven actually tells Shimon that I'm selling you the ship and I'm selling you everything that's on the ship, then the avodim, the sacks, as well as the merchandise, would be included. Taisus explains that certainly when the Mishnah mentioned in the ratio of v'loya santiki, there is no major chiddush, as certainly the merchandise would not be included. But Zok Taisus, Mishum Seifa, that the reason why we said this is because of the Seifa, the Tanib is man Sha'amaloi, he v'chomash v'b'techa. And of course, it's a major chiddush that the merchandise will be included. That since we already taught that the sacks itself that are always left on the Sfina, not included, so then certainly the merchandise itself would not be included in the sale. Before we continue with the Gemara, let us read the Lashon HaRavid as well as the Lashon of the Meiri. The Ravid states, Hamichas HaSfina, Machas HaTerion V'Sanes, V'Atam La'iglum V'Pleishi Yefshel HaSfina and the ship could also function without them, as if they wouldn't be there, then the people that are traveling on the ship would take care of everything. Rabbi continues, and he learns that the matzufim were not used for merchandise, but they were actually used for items that belonged on the ship, and even though those items are actually included in the sale, the actual sacks would not be included in the sale. And as he states, V'china matzufim shemachlisim b'manis b'shosh shemuridna yisa o'yishmatzniyim b'hamacholam eni miyuchadim u'achazu. While the mice of these sacks are not specifically designated only for this use, and they could be used for other uses that are not relevant to the ship, and therefore Reuven doesn't include them. And the Meiri states, V'leyasam matzufim v'him sakim shel'or the leather sacks latzniyah shemachleyim ein zeh miyuchad varm shemesfina v'yesh mef The Meiri explains that the reason why they're not included is because even though you're using them for the actual sales, well, the mice of the sales don't need them, as it's only done as a shmir mu'ula, and it's done in order to keep them clean. But even if the sales would not be placed in a sack, they would still be usable, and therefore the sacks itself are not included in the sale. The Meiri continues and discusses the din of antiki, and once again he says like Taisus that the chiddush of antichi is for the sefer. Meiri is bothered that even if you say he v'chomash v'techa, why would the merchandise be included? And Zokti Meiri mepnei she'afas chiri l'pa'amim tzarach hasfina hi k'dei lachbida, that at times the merchandise serves a major purpose in the svina and is necessary for the svina as it weighs down the svina and it keeps the ship from capsizing in stormy waters. And finally, let us see the Rashbam, as Rashbam explains that even though in the previous parak we were mechal between mechkira and matana and hegdish. However, Zok Rashbam, v'chol hani nami lasno b'chol haglish shem higlish es hesvin lo higlish es elu midloik tani lo v'pirkin l'el v'haynu tam, and the reason is the chol hani chashibnu v'pirkin l'el beis ha-merchetz, beis ha-bad, v'ir v'sada kuluk v'kakar, you know, those are all talking about kaka. Therefore, v'chol hani d'choshiv lo imocha b'telim k'tzas agabon l'gabe heglish u'matana v'chaluk es achin aval hani d'hai pirka mitalflin inu. But since in our parak we're talking about a svina, which is a mitalflin, lo ishna And the Gemara begins and defines the first four terms that we mentioned on Mishnah of Tyrin, Nes, Eigen, and Kol HaMenigda Yisa. And the Gemara states Tyrin Iskariah. Tyrin refers to the mast. The Pasuk in Cheskel states Erez Milvan Lakachu. They took large cedar trees from Lebanon to make a large mast on a boat. As Rashbam states, Iskariah mast Shepersin Lavasabilon Bereish Hasfina is on the mast that you spread the sails. The Gemara continues Nes Adara. Nes refers to the sails. The Pasuk in Cheskel states Sheish Berikba Mitzrayim Hoyim Mefarseich Lias Loch Lones, that they spread embroidered linen that came from Mitzrayim and they used that as a sail. As Rashbam states Adara Hu Habilon Shepersin Alturin Lahoylich Hasfina Bruach, and that of course helps the Sfina travel with the wind. And the pasuk must be referring to a sail which is made out of linen and out of canvas. And the Gemara continues, "Eigen." That what does the word "eigen" refer to? Tanur Rabchia. Rabchia taught us in the Brisa, "Elu Ginu Shelah." This is referring to the anchor of the ship. V'chenu Oima. And as the pasuk in Rosh states, "Halahentis Abena Adashi Yigdalu Halahin Ta'agena Levilte Yis Leish." When Nami was about to go back to Eretz Yisrael, she said to her daughters-in-law, Rus and Arpa, that right now I have no children, and even if I will have children, you'll have to wait until they grow up and until they could do Yibum. Nami said to them, will you wait for them until they grow up? And will you anchor yourself down from marrying because of them? As Rashbam states, V'chino Oimed, the Igud Masisin Lashin Ikavu, this Lashin refers to being held back. And will you be Me'akev Melinasi Lebal, Almo Igud Masisin, Hainu Igun? The Mishnah is referring to an anchor. The Gemara continues that the Mishnah mentioned V'chola Midigra Yisa, which means that anything that drives the ship. The Gemara explains, Amrab Abba, Elu HaMashaitin Shala, that this refers to the oars of the ship. V'chino Oimed, as the Pasuk states in Yecheskel, Aloinu Mibashan Asu Mishaitaych, from the oak trees of Bashan, they made oars. If you want, I can bring you another raya mehacha from another pasuk in Yecheskel, as the pasuk states, "V'yardu me'ana yoseim kol taifse mashoit." All those who use an oar will come down from a boat. And Rashbam explains that even though our Mishnah stated as klam and higna isa, and had to be seen from this pasuk in Yecheskel that it refers to the oars, and zakt Rashbam that since in the pasuk in Yecheskel it's referring to a svina, the kachashav tashmisha svina vekeleo, and the kachashav mashoitays shema mina the ikat tashmisha svinein v'mekorim v'chlal svina. Rashbam explains when the pasuk states in the Yibayisema called Tevsim Mashoit Alma Ika Hila Chasvina Yedesha Tevsim Mashoitais, and since when referring to people that are coming off of a ship and the ones that drove the ship, we speak about them in terms of Tevsim Mashoit Alma Ika Hila Chasvina Yedesha Tevsim Mashoitais, and therefore when the Mishnah states Ves Kalam Nigra Isa, it must be coming to include that. And as Rashbam states, the Sakat and Chamina Chavolam by Mishra Asvina Lahavi Ika Manhigan Al Mashoitis Lemis Davni Kamash. One, as one may have thought, that since in those days the way that they would take ships upstream and downstream is by having avodim that would walk along the shore and they would lead the ship by using ropes. So you might think that that is included, but maybe the oars are not included. Kamash blon, that the oars are included as well. Gemara continues and brings a brisa. Tana rabbanon hamir sasvina machas eskala v'espara mayim shabateicha, that if Reuven sells a svina stama to Shimon, the rim to get onto the ship or the plank, as well as the pit that was used to store fresh water, as certainly while they were traveling, they only had access to salt water. These things are included in the sale. Raisa continues, Rab Nassan Imam Mechsasfina Machsabitzes. Rab Nassan states that if someone sells a ship, that he sells the small rowboat that was attached to the ship. And since the ship was very heavy and couldn't necessarily dock right next to a port and right next to the shore, and they would dock and they would anchor a little bit away from the shore, and then the people on the boat would get off the boat and go onto the smaller rowboats and they would row themselves to shore, and that's also included in the sale. Finally, Simchas. That if Reuven sells a ship stoma, machsa dugas, then he sells the dugas. And as we will see, that the dugas as well as the bitzes are synonymous with each other, and are really both referring to a rowboat. As the Gemara explains, Rav explains bitzes hainu dugas, that really these are the same things. And Rav Nosson Bavla have a karla bitzes, that since Rav Nosson originally came from Bavel, so he called it bitzes. Kedami inchi, as people say, bitzes of meishan, when referring to small rowboats of meishan, and meishan was a small river and it was shallow, and therefore you couldn't go in Meshan on large boats, and they had to use rowboats. Well, the Simchas to Bar Tisrael, since Simchas originated in Eretz Yisrael, Kari La Dugas, so he called these rowboats Dugas, Kedixiv, as the Pasuk in Amos says, Vachrischem Besiris Duga, and your end will be that you'll go to Golus, and you'll go in very swift boats. And Rashbam explains that the Lashon Dugas, Al Shem Shet Sodom Badogim, that fishermen would use these boats, and they would trap fish by using these boats, the Kali Al Pnei HaMayim, since these boats up very quick. And Rashbam continues, when the Pasuk in Amos states, V'achrischem b'siris duga, so the Lashon of Siris is referring to a pot, and these boats look like a pot, as they were round, and they were very quick. And as Rashbam states, B'sfinis ketanis kegederis, ha'kuris duga v'kalma pleyamayim, yelichu eschem ahiru begolos. We explain the Lashon Iskala based on Rashbam that states, Kevesh l'asfina, sha'ilim bo v'lashon yavinu, and it's a Greek word, v'chem perish rach v'rav haigoyin. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, who brings down, ha'ina kuris shemisaktim b'sfina, kedei levasha lov tzurcheyin, that this refers to the oven that they used on the sfina in order to cook, v'is ta'amri, sulam shirodim by minasfina, and some say it's referring to a ladder that they climbed down from the sfina. In the Shita Mekubetzes, it's brought down, the askala refers to a besakise shebisfina, and it's referring to some sort of a bathroom that was used on a sfina. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us start with a small akdama, as the next Gemara will continue and bring 21 stories about Rabba Bachana, as well as other Amorim and Tanoim. And of course, these stories will be quite unbelievable, and therefore the Rishonim all struggle with this, and Ritva points out that many of these were chalomos and they were dreams. The Rambam hold that they were Mesholim and they are Nistar, and we have to understand the deeper meaning of these stories. And for example, the Ritva states that many of these stories refer to Golos and are Mesholim regarding our Golios. And Ayin the Gra and Ayin the Ben Yoda, who actually use many of these stories to refer to the Yetzihara as well as Torah and Talmid HaChachamim. There's a sefer written in English that's called The Juggler and the King that discusses a few of these scenarios based on the Pirush of the Gra. And for example, one of the Purushim that is stated is the Chaysi Yama refers to sailors, and it's referring to those that go down to sea and go down to the Yam Shel Torah. And we will learn the Gemara based on the Pasha Pshat and based on the words of the Gemara. The Gemara begins, Amar Rabba, the Rabba Bachana stated, Ishtolayin Chaysi Yama, that the sailors that go down to sea told me, Hai Gala, the Mitabal Sfina, that this wave that comes and tries to destroy a ship and tries to capsize a ship, and it threatens a ship, and it appears as if there's a white fire on its tip, and in order to get rid of it, you hit it with a rod, the chakalel, and on the rod you should engrave the words Eka Asha Eka Ka Hashem Tzavakos Amen Amen Sela V'naich, and if you do so, then it will calm the wrath of this wave and you'll be saved. And let us see the first Rashbam of the Sugya. The Rashbam states, Kol Hani Uvdi Dika Choshev Mishum Marav Masech Hashem U'mehen Lo Yidiyah Matan Tzchor Shal Tzadikim U'asad Lavoi Oy Lufarish B'Kreis Ha'amurim B'Sefer Iyuv Ha'medabrim Ba'ifiz G'doylim U'behimoiz V'dogim G'doylim. Rashbam ends off, Shekol Sichas Tamid Chum Tzvich HaTalmud. And Rashbam explains, Tzitzit Denur Chivrasa Eish Levona, it's a white fire, U'malach Mazikhu, and it's a type of a malach that's Mazik people. And Gemara continues with the second story about Rabba Bachana. Amr Rabba and Rabba Bachana stated, Ishtoli Nechaisi Yama, that sailors told me, Bengal Legal Tlasme Apasi, that between each wave there are 300 Pasa, Viruma de Golo Tlasme Apasa, and the height of these great waves is 300 Pasa, and Zimna Choda Havazlina Be'ucha, and there was a time that we were traveling, Vidalina Gola Adachazinim Beimar Basa de Kech Bazuta, the wave which was already 300 Pasa high threw us up even further, and we got up onto the area, we were able to see the stars of the sky, and we were able to see the resting place of the smallest star. That area was so large, you would have been able to plant 40 core of mustard seed in that area, Vidalina Tvei, and if it would have thrown us up even further, Hav Maklin Mehavle, we would have been burnt up based on the heat that was coming out of that star, radiating from the atmosphere. The Gemara continues, Ramale Golo Kalal Chavrasa, and even though each wave was 300 Pasa away from each other, still each wave was able to speak to the other, and the other one was able to hear, and one wave lifted up his voice and said to the other, Avarasi, my friend, Shafkas Midi Ba'amud Le Shafase, did you leave anything over in the world that you didn't destroy and you didn't flood? Nesi Anov and Avde was the Bachar Goyers V'Necherve, that I could come and destroy the rest of the world. Amale, and the first wave says to the second wave, Pukhazig V'Rasik Tamara, come and see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Filim Molichutu Decholo Lesta Ova, that Lemaisa, I have a gvul to my power, and I only have power in the sea, but once I get to the point that it's sure and there's already sin, I can't pass over that boundary marker that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set for me. The Gemara now continues and explains, and where do we know this from? Shenema, as the Pasuk states in Yirmiyah, Ha'isi Leisi Ro'u Ne'um Hashem, and Hashem says, will you not fear me? In Mimpanei Le'sechilu, will you not tremble in front of me? Asher Samti Chol Gvul Yam, as you see that I made sin the boundary of the sea, Chok Oilam V'lo Yavrenu, this is a Chok Oilam, and will never be passed, V'yiskashu V'lo Yicholu, V'hamu Gala V'lo Yavrenu. Before we continue, let's see the Rashbam, Delina Gala, Yoyse Mashiach Goyba, Yishlichanu L'mai L'adu L'kia. Rashbam is bothered that how could it be that he got so close to the stars, if we know know that the Rekia only begins at a distance that it takes to travel in 500 years, and therefore the Rashbam explains that the wave actually threw them even further and much higher than 300 mil, and Inami have the Rekia Nafish Ad Mahal Karv L'Chomish Meishana Sheish Min Rekia Ad La'aretz Ayin Sham. Rashbam also explains that why do we speak about a field of Chardal and of mustard seeds, the Nafish Mishal Shazraim, as that is a very small seed, and it has even more volume than if it would be in another field. Rashbam states, V'ramalei Gala Nasim Koylei Kloimet Tzark, it screamed Kedugmas, just like we know that Pasuk states in Tehillim, Tahayim El Tahayim Korei, V'shem Malachim Amunah Maleim Heim, and maybe it's referring to Malachim that are Munah on these waves. And Rashbam explains that the reason why the second wave wanted to destroy the world is Mepnei of an Adar, is because the Adar was actually worthy of being destroyed, and even so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected the world. And the Gemara continues with the third story, Amar Rav Babachana L'di Chazali Hormin Balilais. I saw this shade named Hormin Balilais, some agurs Hormis Balilais, Kikarod Akufya Deshur de Mechuza, and this shade was running on the top of the wall of Mechuza, Rav Pasha Ki Rachav Chivasa Metatai, and there was a rider that was riding his animal below V'loyachalei, and the shade wasn't able to catch up with this rider, and it wasn't able to damage him. Rashbam states, V'ahil Uvda Lohidiyah Tzit Kaysev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This story teaches us the great Rechmanos of Hashem, Shem Rasim al Briyesev, that he guards his Briyes, Ve'in Nesim Shus La'il Hazikon, and he doesn't let the Shadim harm us, V'gam Shalei Latzis B'derech Yachid, and also teaches us that a person shouldn't go out in the street by himself, as if he does so, there is a danger that a Shade will damage him. The Gemara continues, Zim Nechadah Hav Misagan Le Tatuk Naisa, that there was a time that this Shade, Hormin Balilus, actually took two mules, and he put saddles on them, and we continue on Daf Ayin Gimel Beis, V'kaimon Atrei Gishrei D'Roignog, and he placed one mule on each of the two bridges that was by this river called Roignog, and Rashbam points out that these bridges were very far apart. V'shava mehai gis lahai giso u'mehai lahai v'noka trei kosi mazgi d'chamra biyodei u'merik mehai lahai v'leinotva netivu salo ara. And Hormin Balilus was jumping back and forth from one mule to the other, and he was holding two glasses of wine that was full, and they were in his hands, and he was juggling the wine, and he was pouring the wine from one cup to the other while jumping from one bridge to the other, and even so, he didn't drop even one drop of wine. And the Gemara continues, there was such a great chiddush as Oisayoyim Yalo Shemayim Yadu Toymes Hava, that day was very stormy. And the Gemara borrows a phrase from Tehillim in Kapitel Kuf Zayin in order to describe a stormy day, Adasham Beimachusa Bekatu, and then the Melech heard about it, and because of this act, he killed Hormin Balilais. And Rashbam explains, V'afal Pishahoyo Oisayoyim Ruach Sa'ara, and even though it was a very windy day, Shalom Yardu Hayom Baniyas Adla Shemayim, V'Yordan Atahimis Mikayach Ruach, V'afal Pikin Leinafu Tipla Aretz. And Rashbam brings down two Pshatim as Shaman Beimalka Vekatu, and he first brings that this was the king of the Shadim, Shein Daka Shil Shade, L'Hirayis L'Bnei Adam, that's not normal for a Shade to go and show himself to people, V'agub and Pesha Megala Sodom, and he killed him because he was Megala their secrets. This Dhamma, and some say, Beimalka Kesa, it's actually referring to the Caesar, Shehi Yorei Shalom Yitol HaMachas Mimenu, and he was scared of the power of Hormin Balilais, and they would take away his kingdom, Oysa Shade Me'odim HaBala Shida, V'Hidor Bein Anoshim, as this Shade came from a relationship between a human being and a female Shade, and it was living amongst people. The Gemara continued with his fourth story. Amar Rabba, Rabba B'chana stated, L'di Chazal Yozila Bayomi, that I saw a young Re'im, and Rishonim aren't exactly sure what type of animal it is, but it was a very large animal that was one day old, and the Havakar Tavar, and even though it was only one day old, it was as large as Mount Tavar. The Gemara explains, V'hatavar Kamahave, and how tall was Hatavar? Abba Pasoi, it's 4 pasas tall. The Gemara continues, V'mishochet Tzavari, plus a pasay, and the length of its neck was 3 pasas, or be my bat the ratio paso palgo, and when it placed its head on the ground in order to rest, it took up an area of 1.5 pasa, Rama Kufta, and relieved itself and went to the bathroom, Besachle Yadono. For a period of time it stuffed up the Yardin until the water was able to release the dung and once again be able to flow freely. The Gemara continues with story number 5. Amr Rabba Bachana, Rabba Bachana told us, Ludi Chazali Hayu Krikta, that I saw this frog, and it comes from Lashon of Krikta, which is like croaking, the Haviki Akra Dagunya. This frog was so large that it was like the city of Agunya. The Gemara is for Akra Dagunya Kamehave, and how large was the city of Agunya? Shisimbati, that it had 60 houses. Asa Tinina Bala, and a very large fish came and swallowed up the frog. Asa Pishkanaso Bala Latinina, and then a female raven came and swallowed up this large fish that swallowed up the frog. Vasolik Yasabilona, and then the raven went and sat down on a branch of a tree. The Gemara tells us, Tachazi Kamenafish Chelidilona, and therefore we see the strength of the branch of this tree. tree. And Amar Rav Papa Shmuel, Iloy Avoy Hasam, Loy Himnei, that Rav Papa Shmuel states, if I wouldn't have been there, I wouldn't have believed the story. The Gemara continues with the sixth story, Amar Rav Baba Chana, Rav Baba Chana stated, Zimna Chodah, because Lina Bisfinta, that it was a time that I was going on a ship, Vachazina Hu Kavara, and I saw a fish, the Yasfala Achlotina Bu'usya, it was a small creature that went into its nose. The Lashon Achlotina is that this bug would eat mud because it went into the nose of this animal, Umis, and that fish died, but Chum Ayav Shadu Laguda, and because the water of the sea always pushes out anything that doesn't belong in the sea, so therefore the sea spit it out. This very large fish went and flew onto the shore, the Chari Minei Shitzim Mechuzi, and fell on 60 cities, and it destroyed all 60 cities. The Gemara continues that this fish was so large, V'achum Minei Shitzim Mechuzi, and it was 60 cities that ate from the flesh of this animal, U'machum Minei Shitzim Mechuzi, and there were another 60 cities that were further away and couldn't actually be here in order to eat the fish, and they preserved the fish, and they salted the fish, and they brought the fish to those cities, and 60 cities were able to survive off the flesh of this fish as well. They were able to fill 300 barrels of oil just from one of our eyeballs. And when we came back after 12 months, that we saw that we were actually making beams from the bones of this fish, and they were going to use it in order to build up the 60 cities that were destroyed. That this small bug went into the nostril of this fish, and the Rashbam explains that this is referring to a type of bug called the kilbis. As the Gemara Masechta Shabbos teaches us, Shloisha Emo is saying that there are three fears. The Gemara tells us, Cholosh al Gibor, it is the fear of a Gibor from a Cholosh, and Emo's kilbis al Leviathan. This refers to the fear that a Leviathan has from the small bug called the kilbis. And Rashbam explains, while it was still fresh, the Gemara continued with story number 7. There was a time that I was traveling on a ship, and I saw a fish, and there was a lot of sand on its back, and an agam was growing on its back, and we thought it was an island, and we thought it was dry land, and we got off our boat, and we cooked and baked on its back, and when the back of this fish got so hot, it turned over in order to cool off. And if not for the fact that our boat was close by, we would have drowned. The Gemara continues with the eighth story about Rabbi Bachana. From Rabbi Bachana, Zim Nechada Vizling Besfinta, it was a time that I was going on a Svino, Skoy Svinta, Ben Shitzel, Shitzel, Kavara. We met up with a very large fish. Our ship was traveling between one fin and another fin of this fish for Tlas Yayma, Tlas Lavasa, for 3 days and for 3 nights. And the fish was swimming against the tide. Our belt was traveling with the wind. Even though we were traveling in different directions, it took us 3 days and 3 nights to get past this fish. And if you would say that our ship wasn't traveling so fast, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavli, said that this ship was traveling so fast, and by the time that it takes to go and boil up a bunch of water, that the ship was able to travel for 60 parsa, and therefore we see how quick the ship was traveling. Also, the Shadi Pasha Gira of the Kadmilei, and when a rider would shoot an arrow, then the ship would be able to beat the arrow, and therefore we see that the ship was going at a phenomenal speed. Rav Ashi states, and this fish that we're referring to, even though it's generally small, we see how large it was, and although most fish only have one fin, this fish had two fins. Rashbam states, that although generally this dog is the smallest of the fish in the sea, we still see that there are versions and species of this fish that are much larger. This gildana had treshitzi avashad dogim shebiyam ein lehem al snapa achas be'em tzagav. Gemara continues with story number 9. V'amar Rav Bachana zim nechada v'zlunim besvinta. There was a time that we were going on a ship v'chazina hu sipra dekarim ad kasulei b'mayi v'resha v'rikia, and we saw a bird that was so tall that even though its ankles were in the water, its head was in the rikia. And we thought that since we could see its ankles that were in the water, therefore it must be that the water was very shallow. And we wanted to go off the ship in order to cool ourselves. And a baskal came out and told us, you shouldn't get off your boat over here, as it's very dangerous, as it was an axe or a plane grain that fell into the water in this area 7 years ago and still hasn't settled on the ground, but lav mishum nefisha maya, and it's not because it's very deep over here, el mishum d'rafi maya, but it's because the water of this area is very rough. Surely if you'll go into the water in this area, you will drown. And Rav Ashi states, who ziz sadayhu, that is referring to a bird which is called the ziz sadai, v'chsiv, as the pasuk in Tehillim states, v'ziz sadai madi, that this bird called the ziz sadai is with me in Shemayim, and as we stated, that its head reached the rikia. And ayin the Rashbam, diba maschel, v'lab mishum da miki maya, that the Rashbam states, v'loi machbis ha'imik belvad, that certainly the water in this area was very deep as well. The main reason that it didn't reach the ground in 7 years was mainly because of the strength of the water. Up until this point, we spoke about different stories that happened at sea, and as we were speaking about Hamechas HaSfina, which talks about a ship, and therefore we continued and spoke about things that occurred at sea. The Ritva explains that people that go to sea and that are not together with people and are away from the world, then they actually have time to contemplate the world, and they think a lot, and at some points they could dream, and they could have certain visions. And the Gemara now continues with the 10th story of Rabbi Baba Chana. Rabbi Baba Chana, Zimna Chada, because Lina ben Midbara, that it was a time that I was traveling in the desert, the Chazinun Hano Avzi, and I saw geese, the Shamti got found Mishim Nayu, because it was so fat, it was losing its feathers, the Kanagdi Nachli de Mishcha Mitusayu, and because of the fat that this bird had, it was dripping oil, and it was a river of oil that was below this bird. And since I saw how fat they were and how geshmak they looked, Amin Elhu, I said to them, Islam Gavaychu Chalkla Amadasi, will I have a share of your meat, Lailam Abba, and Chodad Dali Gatva, and one of them picked up its wing, the Chodad Dali Atma, and one lifted up its thigh, and it was as if the birds were saying that the tzaddikim will have a chalik in their meat, Lailam Abba, and Kasoil Kamayd Rabbi Lazar, and when we went to Rabbi Lazar, Amali, he said to me, Asidin Yisrael, Litan Layasadin, and Lamaisa, those in Klai Yisrael that do Averis, and that hold back Mashiach from coming, they're causing these birds to have tzar, and therefore they're calling tzar Baal Chaim, and they will be also Litan Sadin. The Gemara continues and brings a simon, Ka'afra de Tchilta, Traxe, Akrava, Lusalte, and the Gemara continues with his 11th story, that once again Rabbi Bachana was traveling in the desert, there was an Arab merchant that was walking together with us, and he was a tracker, he had a major talent, and he would be able to take earth from various places, and he would smell it, and he would be able to say, that this is the path that you go to this area. If you want to go to this city, you should travel that way. And immediately we asked him, how far away from water? And he said, Havali Afro, give me some dirt. And we gave him, and he said, we're 8 parsa away from water. Later on, when we were closer to water, we once again gave him some earth and asked him how far we are from water. And he said that we already traveled 5 parsa and we are now 3 parsa away from water. And the Gemara tells us, that we switched around the dirt and we tried to test him, and we weren't able to catch him. And every time we gave him the dirt that was from the area that was 8 parsa away, he told us it was 8 parsa from the water. And every time we gave him the dirt that was from 3 parsa away, he correctly told us that it's 3 parsa away from water. And as Rashbam states, and we will stop over here.